We talked to him when the book was out, Change of Seasons, and I was so impressed and really appreciate the time John Oates has given us this morning on WTAM 1100. This is Bill Wills. John, a year ago, Cleveland, we talked about the book. Since then, you've been everywhere, including the stage of the Grand Ole Opry. Congratulations.
Yeah, this whole journey that I've been on ever since I moved to Nashville about 7 or 8 years ago has really been one of the best things that ever happened to me in my life, especially musically. I've just been embraced by this Americana community of amazing musicians, people like Sam Bush and people like that. And it's really invigorated me and given me a chance to get back to the place where I was as a kid before I met Daryl Hall and before, you know, we did what we did over the past 45 years. So,
John, when I was a kid, I would listen to the music of Roy Acuff through the radio. That's how early in radio I started listening as a kid to things out of Nashville with the Grand Ole Opry. My sense is, as I listen to Arkansas, I'm hearing a vintage sound technically, emotionally. I'm hearing that everything through the speaker, John.
Thank you. I appreciate that. If it's communicating that way through the speaker to you, that's what making records is all about. Making records is not just the music you put on the record. It's the spirit and the joy that went into making that music. And I think on this record, that comes across. And I think that's why people have seemed to embrace it. Playing the Grand Ole Opry being introduced by Vince Gill and playing with Marty Stewart for the first time in his great band there, that was to me just as important as, you know, playing Madison Square Garden or doing We Are the World or any of the other things that I've had the good fortune of being involved with over my long career. So it was kind of an endorsement that, hey, man, you know, you belong. And
right.
And that's important to me.
And look, I don't want to overstate this. You've had tremendous commercial success. But as I listen to track after track on Arkansas, I can see the respect from other artists that they've been giving you because the emotion, you go back to the sound of the 20s and 30s where, you know, I mentioned Acuff, but I mean, some of the roots of rock, the roots of folk and country, that you get into that, John.
Well, as I started making the record, at first it was just a tribute to Mississippi John Hurt. He had his early recording career in the late 1920s on OK Records. But then what I realized, I wanted the album to have a little bit more wider kind of scope. And what I realized, I said, who might he have been listening to in the early days of radio? You know, who was playing on the earliest phonograph machines? And I found the great Emmett Miller classic Anytime, which I think is arguably one of the first hit records ever made.
Yeah.
And then, of course, you know, I found out that John Hurt was a fan of Jimmy Rogers, which I didn't know. And, of course, Jimmy Rogers is acknowledged as the godfather of country music. So I wanted to include this incredibly interesting and amazing period of time when American popular music was at its infancy.
Did the lyrics lead you or the music? How do you go about the writing in some of this?
Well, I wrote two original songs because as a songwriter, I felt I also wanted to give, you know, put part of myself into this.
Right.
I didn't want to make this album just a museum piece, so to speak. But it was also the way the band approached these older songs because they approached them with they honored the authenticity of the old song, but they brought themselves and a modern sensibility to the playing as well. So I think that's what the magic is on this record.
Oh, congratulations. You got a lot to be proud of with the book that is such an incredible read. I really enjoyed it as fans of John Oates will with the Change of Season we talked about last year in the album and the song at Arkansas this week. John Oates, member of the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. All the best. Thanks for the time.
Thanks. Appreciate it, man.